Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. Let's begin today by taking a moment and opening to ecstasy right now. As long as you're in a place where you're safe to do this, not operating dangerous machinery, I'd like you just to tune into your heart. And so often we'll feel something like some anxiety or a moment of frustration, and our hearts will kind of squeeze around it, kind of contract. And that's painful. We might be pushing it to an unconscious level, but unconsciously you're carrying that around. So right now, just relax your heart and open your heart and just let it expand. And just breathe the love into your heart. And just feel how your heart is so amazing that it can hold everything. It can hold the passing anxieties and frustrations as well as infinite love and everything else, anything that ever comes to you, whatever you're going through in your life right now, whatever it is, your heart can hold it all. That doesn't mean you don't need to get support or help, but your heart can hold it all. So just give your heart a great big hug and lots of thanks and appreciation right now. And my guests today are the men who trained me to be a body story expert. And they have a very special treat for us today. And as you listen to the show, I hope you'll keep remembering to breathe into your heart and keep that open-hearted space. They're going to lead us to freedom from our issues with food and how wonderful to be past this issue. So many of us have been on lots of diets and have lost lots of weight over the years only to put on as many pounds or more than what we lost. And so many of us just don't feel that good in our body. And there is this disconnection between our emotions and our body. And Kirk and Donnie are experts on helping you work with that. And but what if that could change? Just imagine, because it can, of course. And imagine being so in touch with your body and your emotions and your needs that as a natural result, all those extra pounds come off and stay off. Imagine being able to eat until you're full and eat what you want because you've reconditioned your body to want the good stuff. And occasionally you might indulge, but you never go too far off track because you feel great in your body. People notice how much younger you look, how you emanate a new inner glow of confidence and abundance. And people, including new clients, are naturally more attracted to you. And the bottom line of your personal and professional relationships reflect that. That's what's in store for you when you get freedom from food. And to guide us on this exciting adventure, we have Dr. Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry. And as I said, these men are both body story experts. They're the ones who trained me and coined the term in the first place. Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry are founders of The Missing Thread, a company designed to teach people how to create more abundance in their lives by clearing body stories that no longer serve them. These two master healers work extensively with entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, showing them strategies to gain clarity around their purpose, making their business the highest expression of service. Dr. Kirk Prine has many credentials, from being a trained counselor to energy healer and body worker, workshop leader, speaker, that none of his titles or trainings tell you what it's like to work with him. Dr. Kirk Prine has been living a life surrendered to spirit so deeply for so many years that he's one of those amazing people that can pick up the deeper truth of a situation very quickly, and he's able to go right to the heart of what needs to happen for his clients and workshop participants so that they can heal and shift quickly. He is an amazing teacher, and when he's tapped into spirit, which he so often is, then listening to him speaking really opens my heart. I paused when I said that because when I said he's so often tapped into spirit, I'm like, that's the way I experience him. And I don't live with him, and I know we all have our human parts, but my experience with Kirk has been that he just channeled this amazing wisdom that I love listening to. And Donnie Lobry is a violinist and violist. He's a yoga practitioner, a body worker, and Reiki channel. As a founder of Healing Notes, he travels internationally to hospitals and hospices, sharing his music with patients as a sound healer. In addition, Donnie assists the terminally ill with their birthing into death. So welcome, Kirk and Donnie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynette.
So happy to be here.
Great to be here.
Yes, and it's so lovely to hear your voices. I was telling you just before the show started that I haven't been physically well this week, and I literally got out of bed to do this show today, and I feel better already just hearing your voices.
We're grateful that you're here.
Yeah, absolutely, and for doing this wonderful work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of love to you and to everybody out there. I just want everyone to know how amazing they are and how much love they are inside of them, and it's coming to them all the time. And I'm so grateful for how you've helped me to know that more about myself. And I'm excited to know what you're going to share today. So to begin, I thought we'd start with Kirk. If you could explain the term body story expert just briefly, for the piece, since we've used it a few times and some of the listeners might not have heard that term before.
Sure, yeah. You know, all of our work really is around that term, which is, you know, body story is the accumulation of all your life experiences that are held in both the physical and cellular mass of your body as well as the energy of your body. And, you know, unconsciously, we're constantly, especially in our developmental ages before seven, but even throughout our lives, making unconscious agreements in response to what's happened to us. And that's going to be a pivotal thing probably in our talk today about food, is what kind of unconscious agreements have been made inside of us that we're not even aware of that are keeping us from really being free and being in the bodies that we want to inhabit so freely. And so a body story is clearly that kind of an agreement that's been made inside of every one of us in response to something going on in their world. And we'll focus on examples of that later.
I got chills when you were talking about that and relating it to the topic of food. And I don't know yet what you're going to be talking about today, of course, specifically, exactly. But it's so exciting to me, particularly right now, because while I was sick, I listened to the different internal, you know, messages that were coming to me, and I got a lot of them about, you know, slowing down and ways of living differently, and got a lot of wonderful messages that I'm so grateful to have gotten. I've learned a lot. But one thing that came up that's come up for me over and over and over is food. Mm-hmm. And I've had food addiction since I was a very little girl. I learned to eat to feel love, to eat sweets, and I've had a sugar addiction, and I've known that it's affected my health and have only dealt with it just in small ways, and I feel really called to really take it on fully now, so I'm excited about the show.
Oh, good, good, excellent. Well, we all have room to grow, don't we, at all times. Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's part of being alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Donnie, I'd like to ask you, what brought you to the topic of freedom from food, and what exactly do you mean by freedom from food? Because we obviously don't mean we're going to stop eating.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I'm actually coming out about is that I've had a lifelong addiction to food, and I don't normally talk about it. But what's come up for me is that I need to start sharing that journey that I am on and where I am on that journey and start helping others with that, because it's, of course, a very huge topic in our society, in our world. So this is something I have dealt with food addictions, with overeating, and all kinds of issues around food, body stories, and I just came to decide that it's time to come out. This is, we come out about the stuff that we need to start teaching and learning more about, and I'm at that stage of my practice with food that now it's time to begin to teach as part of my own development around food. So that's one of the things, and overall, the topic of food has to do everything with your show, because you're opening to ecstasy. I love that title, and you really put your finger on it at the beginning when you said that the heart can hold all. And to me, that's the definition, really, of ecstasy, is that the heart being able to hold everything, the grief and the pain, the plus and the minus. To me, that's a place of ecstasy where all those things can be held in the heart and equally honored. And when we work with these issues around food, we're finding a place that's not quite in balance yet. And as you said in your introduction, we've all been on diets. All of us that are working with food, all of us have all lost hundreds of pounds maybe in our lifetimes, but only to put them back on. We all know all about diets. We're all experts at diets. We can teach the nutrition class, really, about, because we know it all, but we haven't been able to take the pounds off permanently. And I like to talk about, this is a phrase I just coined recently, I like to talk between the pounds. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So we're going to be going to a break in just one quick moment here.
Very good.
So I look forward to hearing about between the pounds and hearing more about your teachings and relating body stories and getting freedom from that around food. Yes. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we're going to get all these juicy tidbits from Kirk and Donnie. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have two master healers and teachers, Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry from The Missing Thread. And they're talking to us about freedom from food. And just before the break, Donnie, you were about to share some more wonderful tidbits with us. And I'd like you to pick up right where we left off.
Sure. Well, I just mentioned the phrase between the pounds, and that's where I like to work. This is the place that doesn't get addressed so much when we talk about diets. We do the mechanical parts about the diet or the actual dieting and so on. But what's between the pounds? What's really behind it? We begin with the idea that our bodies are a physical manifestation of our thoughts or feeling. It's not just haphazard. We have created our bodies very intentionally, if not consciously, then subconsciously. And when we have extra weight on our bodies, it means something. It's express, or I should say, it's expressing something mm-hmm. to us. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking a little bit in generality, so people will forgive me. But most of the people that I've met, and I know in my own case, that work with food, are very passionate people. And what I have found is that the weight on me, the extra weight on other people, as I've gotten to know them, has represented a passion. And this passion can be things like anger, frustration, something that's not being expressed, some feelings that are being avoided, and this gets channeled into extra weight on our bodies. And until those feelings have had a chance to be aired, to be thoroughly felt, by the way, not avoided, it means to thoroughly feel these things, express them in safe, appropriate ways, but express them, the weight will just keep coming back. And so I found that in my case, I worked with tremendous anger in my life that wasn't normally expressed, but it wasn't until I was able, and this didn't happen overnight, but over a long period of time through many different kinds of processes to just let some of that go, I was able then to let the weight go. Another idea I wanted to express is about hunger. You know, those of us that work with weight, we're eating a lot. That's what gets us overweight in the first place. And I want to suggest that hunger that we feel is valid, except that only part of the hunger that we feel as people that work with weight has to do with actual physical hunger needing to relate to our, you know, maintaining our physical being. Obviously, there's a natural response to called hunger. But the part of the hunger that I suggest that we feel as people work with weight has to do with a deeper type of hunger, mm-hmm. has to do with something that we want to express but can't, has to do with a passion, has to do with a feeling that needs to come out but gets expressed as, well, I'm hungry and I've got to eat something.
That's so beautiful, Donnie. I know that when I was learning meditation that my teacher said to go into the space between the thoughts.
Yeah.
And for you to say between the pounds, you know, someone could, you know, stop, you know, in that moment and look at what they're feeling and see what their hunger is really about. You know, have that little moment's pause before you just unconsciously grab whatever and stick it in your mouth.
Yeah. And I'd like to, if with your permission, Lynette, I'd like to start giving some practical tips that people can do to help them.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Please do.
Yes. So we're talking about something that you can actually do. And the way that you begin to change the story is that you bring light upon it. You bring consciousness upon it. You bring awareness upon it. And so when you shine the light on something where there's darkness, you just simply become aware of it. And the big trick is not to bring judgment. You just say, oh, isn't that interesting? I didn't know that about myself. And let's have a look at that. So tip number one, to bring awareness to yourself, to bring awareness to the pounds, to what's going on, is to make time for yourself. Now, this sounds very trite to say that, but it actually is very significant. If there is a key to working with your weight, it's not counting calories, it's not discipline. The key, I would say, is making time. And the time could be 5 minutes, it could be, you know, just a couple minutes here and there. But I found that when I made time for myself, it really changed my weight immediately. And so what that meant practically is I became aware of when I was eating, what I felt when I was eating, and then I just decided to make changes. So for example, I find myself in a situation where I haven't had breakfast. I've gone out during the day, and I'm hungry. I'm starving. I rush into the burrito place and I buy a burrito because I'm hungry. And then I start putting on weight because that becomes a habit. Whereas making time for myself, just to notice that habit, I then maybe in the morning I can have a piece of fruit before I leave, or I can make myself a couple of eggs in 10 minutes. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of time, but the important point is that I took some time for myself. And then when I get out in the afternoon, I'm not so ravenous and I don't have to buy a burrito.
I can relate to that cycle. Whenever I've want to change my lifestyle around eating, that's what's always come up for me, is getting rushed, not taking the time, not planning ahead. And then I'll end up, my weakness is sweets. I'll end up wanting to grab some sweets. And especially they're the most readily available thing most places that you go. You know, when you're hungry, a lot of times there won't be healthy choices available, and unless you plan ahead and bring it yourself. And that's such a great point to say. It just takes a little, not a lot of time, but just a little bit of time for yourself.
I have a dear friend who is quite overweight, and she tells me, you know, Donnie, I just eat one huge meal a day, and it turns out that that's true. Well, we know just physically that when you eat one huge meal a day, that actually does put weight on you because of the way the glycemic reaction in your body works. In order to lose weight, you'd have to go to eating like four or five meals, small meals a day. But so, you know, she knows all this, but she says, I don't have time. I can't stand there and eat five meals a day, little meals. I've got to eat one huge meal a day. Mm-hmm. And that's, there you go. Well, there you go.
It's interesting, as while I was in bed this week, one thing that came to me is I've often had that I don't have time for, I end up having to go to the doctor, and then there's this thing and that thing related to health, and I didn't want to deal with it. But I thought, how interesting that I'll say, oh, I don't have time to eat healthier. Oh, I don't have time to do the workout today. I don't have time to meditate, that sort of thinking. But then it's like, oh, well, do you have time to go to the hospital? Do you have time to have an illness? Yeah. Do you have time to feel icky in your body all the time? And when I really thought about that this week, I went, oh my goodness, it's like, we can't afford not to. We don't have the time to not give ourselves that bit of time. It's good. We're going to have to spend the time one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the road that we take to begin towards a very healthy self-love. And I know this is very controversial to say, because we're in this society, especially working mostly with women, we're not trained to think of self-love as something we want to work towards. It comes across as selfishness or something we're not supposed to be. But taking care of ourselves so that we can be more used to others. It's just like what they tell you on the planes all the time, and it's a little trite to say, but you really do have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can be of any use to others. Because if you don't, you're going to pass out, you're just going to get in the way. So take care of yourself, then you can be of greater service to others. And, of course, that's what we want to do, be of greater service to ourselves, but then, of course, to others and to the world. Because all of us have very important gifts. I just want to remind all the listeners that each of you, beloved, has a very important, unique gift that you came here to give, mm-hmm. to express.
Yeah.
And the weight at the moment is just a little bit in the way of helping you express that. But the good news is that can change. As long as there's one breath left in you, there's the chance to change. I feel I'll be learning and growing and changing until my very last breath.
Yeah, if I can jump in on that, I just, acknowledging each person has their gift, and yet what Donnie and I both, and working with people, find so much of the time is that people want to shine, they want to express their purpose, and they're waking up to that hunger, and yet they keep hiding. And weight and food are places in which, you know, one can insulate, one can hide, because when you start feeling really good about your body, then you're going to exude that, and people are going to want to be with you. And if you have any kind of history or agreement with yourself that the world's not safe, then you don't actually want to call attention to yourself. So this topic of food and weight and your relationship with your body has everything to do with your own personal success. Donnie and I worked with a woman, an entrepreneur who was just doing some of her personal work with us, and in the process it was very clear that she needed to clear out some stuff in relationship to her mother, and that she had been carrying around the criticisms and the shame that her mother had put on her, but that her mother was also not able to carry herself. And when we got to the point of saying, okay, it's to our client, you need to release yourself. Yes.
Kirk, that's a great story, and I really look forward to hearing the end of it after our break.
Oh, it's break time. Okay. Well, we're going to come back to that story in a minute.
We'll be right back and get to hear it.
Great.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and we have Dr. Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry from The Missing Thread, and they are telling us some fabulous information about how to get freedom from our issues with food. And when we went to break, Dr. Kirk Prine was in the middle of a really great story, but before we go back to it, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, Kirk and Donnie. So, Kirk, could you give the contact information?
So you can contact us at themissingthread.com. And then we're actually going to propose some goodies at the end. So it's a good thing. And you have a food thing, and then we're going to offer a goodie at the end.
Yes.
So we'll give further contact with, I think, Donnie's personal email, which is Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, at themissingthread.com.
Great. And we cut you off in the middle of your story. So if you could just recap finish.
So, what I'm aware of is just, you know, the hunger. I love the word hunger. And, you know, I think there's the hunger that's inside that comes from our woundedness, and there's the hunger that's inside that's our innate desire to find the beloved God, goddess, the energy of source, to make that connection with all of creation. So that hunger within us, and we were working with a woman, and she was very clear about the block that she was having was that she was really taking on and holding herself responsible for much of the emotional weight that her mother was unable to carry. And so it was specifically shame, and that she had received, you know, this feeling of shame and really incorporated it into her own life as if it was her own shame. But it really wasn't her shame. It was really she was carrying her mother's shame. And when we did some work around setting her free, and she said, you know, I set myself free of your shame. I'm not carrying your shame any longer, speaking to her mother, and again, the work was for her. It wasn't about her mother. It was about freeing herself. But when she did that, she knew in her body that something shifted, and the result of that was, unbeknownst to us, that she was a very rather large woman. In fact, I'm really talking about several people that we've worked with, all the same stories. And when she left the experience, she found that over the next couple of weeks that her hunger and her relationship with food changed. And it wasn't because she went on a specific diet, but she had done this emotional, spiritual work and freed herself. And in a very short time, she lost 20 pounds without effort. So, I mean, how cool is that to be on just kind of an interchange program that has an outer change manifestation in the body? So very cool that she was able to release that.
And I'll just tell one more story, and this I'm just being guided towards this one to tell, is working with someone who, where the weight became part of their identity in the family setup, where on the surface, the family said, oh, you're so heavy, you've got to lose weight, and what are we going to do about you? It's your problem. You're causing all our woe. I mean, they didn't say that, but that was the implication.
Mm-hmm.
And the body agreement, which was not stated, was, I agree to remain overweight so that you don't have to look at your issues. And that was the subconscious agreement that she had with her family. And so what her work was to break that agreement and say, no, I don't need to remain overweight so that you don't have to look at your issues. I want a different identity.
Yeah.
And so she did her work and broke that agreement. And with that, she was able to lose some weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a powerful story.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that she did this, which is very important to point out, it was through the body. Now, I mentioned about making time, and I'll give you here a tip number two, is the way you're going to work between the pounds, the way I work between the pounds, is through the body. And that means through some kind of physical practice. Now, I'm not calling it exercise because that's a big turnoff, and that's not really the point. I mean, yes, of course, we all should exercise. It's good for us. But it's through the physical practice that we gain awareness, because we will not intellectualize ourselves into losing weight or working between the pounds. It's not between the ears. Consciousness, what we're trying to awaken, is located in every cell of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Your consciousness is in your toes, in your hips, in your stomach, in your head, in the hair, in the arms, in the fingers. It's in every cell of the body. Your consciousness is not just between the ears. And the way to awaken this consciousness is through the body. So the yogis knew this, and they devised a system called yoga. Now, you don't have to do yoga, but that's just one way. It could be yoga, it could be Tai Chi, and if you don't feel you want to have access to that, you can get up and walk around the block and just feel your legs moving. You can walk around the couch if that's where your capacity is. You can move your arms, whatever you're capable of to engage the body. By engaging the body, it will bring yourself into the moment, and that's where you begin to see and feel a little bit of light in the body.
Mm-hmm. And it changes the story.
Yes.
So what the ancients knew is part of what we teach in our work as body story experts. But, by just simply engaging the body in your process of healing, your unconscious mind doesn't reject what it is that you're intending. And so much of the time, we all have great intentions, and we may even, be saying them out loud to ourselves, but we really have engaged our body in that. So our unconscious kicks that idea out really quickly. So what Donnie's talking about is really engaging the body so that freedom really goes deep, and you can build off an experience of freedom rather than just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So well said. Juicy stuff.
And here's another tip I wanted to offer, is that all of us are in a state of becoming. That's the nature of our being. And all of us have something that we really want to become. And that thing is something that we may have not admitted to anyone. It is something that we feel in our dreams. It is something that we say to ourselves, oh, this is ridiculous, it'll never happen. And this is the essence of where we're going. And as we move towards that thing and become more aware of it, that's another way that the pounds will come off, because the pounds won't be able to stay on if we're going to be our highest, truest selves.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true. As those stories heal and the stories change, then any extra weight, whether energetically or physically, just falls away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than fighting it, you know, trying to lose weight, fighting against that unconscious compulsion.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. And one really, you know, gets to step out from hiding. You know, I mean, you think of any kind of addictive process, it, you know, it hides us, it insulates us, it makes us feel alone, it keeps us disempowered, feels hopeless, you know, and disconnected, all of those kinds of things. And when you really do this work of making friends with your hunger and having a relationship with food, you start to break those contracts, you know, and some of the people that I know have really struggled that we've helped over time is people who have been sexual abuse survivors, and so food for them may have had many different meanings. So sometimes rewarded after having been abused, and so there's an association of, you know, they have to have pain to have, you know, a reward. And so getting clear of you can have pleasure without pain is such an important contract to break, and that you can lose weight and be attractive, and you don't have to fear being attractive or feeling really good in your body how it is, because the world is now safe. And when you get that knowledge deep inside that you're really safe in your world, then you can have a body that really is the most loving body that you can have in this lifetime.
Yes, and that's an incredible pleasure, just to be feeling good in your body.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Lasts longer than a cookie.
Yeah, what I want to make clear for people is it's not about shape and form. It's about the inner self that's getting expressed, so that shape and form, whatever it is, can have the greatest aliveness and freedom and pleasure that you were meant to have.
That is so very well said. Yes, we all want to have that freedom, aliveness, and pleasure. Mm-hmm. And on that note, we're going to go to our final break. And thank you so much, Kirk and Donnie. When we come back, we're going to get to hear how we can deepen our work with Kirk and Donnie. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And I apologize, my voice is going. We've been talking with Dr. Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry of The Missing Thread, and they've been giving us just so much wonderful information about how to get freedom from our food issues. And I want to make sure you guys give your contact information again and also let people know what your free offer is and any other ways that you have right now that they can be working with you.
Yes. Well, we are just thrilled to be working more with people, and we wanted to offer your listeners out there a consultation with us, a free consultation, and you're just welcome to write me, and we can set that time up for about 20 minutes. We'd love to talk to you about your specific issue around food or around body stores or anything else, and see what we can do to help you. And all you have to do to claim that is to write me, Donnie, that's D-O-N-N-Y, at themissingthread.com. Donnie at themissingthread.com. Oh, and let me mention, we have so much capacity, we're only two people, so I'm going to offer that to the first 15 people that write me, and we'll use the timestamp for that. Mm-hmm. So if more than that people write, then we will find something else to offer. But for the first 15 people, we'd love to spend some time with you on the phone for free.
Great. And I know that your body story form is wonderful and your readings are even better. So I highly encourage people to write Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, at themissingthread.com and claim your free body story consultation. Wonderful. So were there any programs or offerings other than that you had at this point?
Lynette, the program that you did with us, we're doing it again. So we are doing another Body Story Expert certification program. And if people are interested in that, they can read a little bit about us at www.themissingthread.com. So you'll see that opening page and click onto that, and it'll give you more information about our certification program. So if you're a healer or an entrepreneur who's doing change agent work and wants to bring more healing and freedom to people's lives, we'd love to talk with you. So.
Yes, that was quite a journey that I went on, and I've learned so much. So much from becoming a body story expert, for sure. And I've just loved sharing that work with my clients. It's been fabulous. Mm-hmm. All right, Donnie, I would like to hear some, do you have more tips for us?
Oh, well, let's see. We talked about making more time and physical practice. And the other tip, which is very useful to help bring consciousness, I have to say it's just a tiny bit tedious but very useful, is to, for a short time, say a week, keep a food log. It means write down everything that you eat without judgment. I'll say that again, without judgment. So if you eat six Snickers bars, write it down. I ate six Snickers bars, and then that's it. And without saying that that's good or bad, but just to be aware that that's what you're doing, because a lot of us, what we do is we throw things in our mouth. This is what I used to do. I used to just throw things in my mouth whenever, and I didn't realize how much I was eating. So never mind what I was eating. I just realized, when I did the food thing, I realized that I was eating a lot more than I thought. Oh, I don't eat anything. Well, that wasn't true. So this is a great consciousness exercise. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that anymore, but I'm doing that now with another aspect of my life, time. Crick and I are both keeping time logs, writing down everything we do during the day so that we're aware of how we're spending our time. And it's very revealing, I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fixing a lot of leaks with our time. But this is how I began my journey, my serious journey with food.
Yes, excuse me. It's so important to just begin with awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah, difficult to be mindful if you're not even aware. So
yes. You're
just bringing some light.
Yes, and
yeah.
When you talked about not having judgment, I know that whatever we're feeling, that when we judge ourselves for feeling that, then not only do we have the feeling or the behavior, but we have judgment piled on top of it. And that's a very ineffective, disempowered place to be. So definitely the compassion and the non-judgment and just objectively going in that, you know, witnessing place and looking and seeing what's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very lastly, even if you don't want to, if you choose not to do any of the things I've suggested today, doesn't seem right for you, that's fine too. But at the very least, notice what feeling you have when those things come up, because the things I've suggested are very easy. We could get to do these things. The actions are very easy, but many of us don't want to take these actions because there's a body story. And for you to begin to investigate your own body story, think about or explore what feeling comes up when you think about doing these things, when you think about making time for yourself, when you think about doing a food log, what feeling comes up, and see if you can play with that. And where does that come from? What is it related to in your life?
Wonderful. Thank you both, Kirk and Donnie, for being on the show. You can go to themissingthread.com to get more information, and you'd email Donnie at themissingthread.com. Donnie spelled D-O-N-N-Y. To be, if you're one of the first 15 people, you can get the free body story form reading and consultation. And before we say goodbye to you, are there any parting words that you have for our listeners?
Yes, I want to emphasize to all the beloveds listening that, you know, we've all tried many things and we haven't had a lot of success in some cases, but to emphasize that there is always hope. As long as we have one breath left in our body, there is hope for change.
Wonderful. And Kirk, what is it that you want to share with people today?
What occurs to me is you know, all the experiences we've had in our life, we've somehow designed them for our healing and to activate our purpose ultimately. And whether it's your relationship with food, your relationship with your body, your relationship with the earth or with another person, the past, the future, to bless it. So whenever possible, part of mindfulness is, you know, I love that many people actually before they eat will actually spend a moment to bless their food. Well, you don't have to do that formally. But just to actually, thank you. So it changes the energy of how you're receiving that which you're eating. And that can be a profound and subtle change all at the same time.
Yes, that's beautiful. And definitely the challenges that come to us and working through them is a way that we become the self that we have inside.
Yes.
And thank you both for sharing. Thank you so much for this great wisdom. And I look forward to implementing it myself right away. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. What a pleasure.
What a joy to be with you, Lynette. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, I look forward to talking again with you soon. And for next week, I have spoken before that I was going to do a call-in portion of the show that'd be called Get Naked with Lynette, and I was going to be having the second half of each show be in that format. And I just decided that I just wanted to have more time with the guests that come on. I didn't like feeling that I was rushing the guests getting their information out. So I'm the first Friday of every month going to be doing a whole show that is Get Naked with Lynette. So next Friday is the first Friday of the month, and so it's Get Naked with Lynette. So do you have any questions about your potential to experiencing ecstasy? You know, would you like free coaching to help you get past your blocks and into bliss? You're invited to a safe and sacred space where you can peel back the layers and speak your truth. Next Friday at 5 Eastern and 2 Pacific on Opening to Ecstasy, call 800-930-2819. Ask a real question and get a real answer. Thanks for listening. Many blessings to you, and I'll meet you here again next week.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.